Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I am Mitch Lawrence, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The seaside golf capital of the world is where I call home. Darren Bunch out there in California on what I like to call the Western Edge, because he is always on the edge. Glad to be with you again. Obviously, Darren, we are talking Bandon Dunes Resort. And I don't know that there's too many other places we'd rather be talking about on this Bandon week. And what a great guest we have in our friend Ryan Hyman.
Oh, we love Bandon Dunes. We certainly do. And I took a trip last year with Ryan Hyman from Independent Golf Reviews, or iGolf Reviews, depending on how you would like to type it into the Google. We took a trip and had a blast. And it wasn't just that I've been there a lot. Ryan has been there a few times, but it had been a while. And then we took a newbie along too. So it'll be fun conversation to kind of talk about it from different perspectives.
I love the use of the term newbie when it comes to taking a trip to Bandon. It's a perfect use of that word. All right, we'll get to Ryan in just a second. We're glad you've gotten to us on golfnewsnet.com, on iTunes Podcasts, and Audio Boom.
Boom.
You can find Darren on social media, at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both Twitter and Instagram, at Mitch Lawrence, LauranceE. And before we get to Bandon Dunes and Ryan Hyman, we want to take advantage of this opportunity to mention some great friends at Kemper Sports. And this is very fitting since we'll be talking about Bandon. Kemper does exceptional and often unheralded work at some of the best destination clubs across the country.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, whether it's the well-known destination clubs like Bandon Dunes or the Prairie Club in Nebraska or Stream Song in Florida, you've got the new Sand Valley in Wisconsin. You've got the lesser-known but equally impressive Wilderness at Fortune Bay in Minnesota. And then you've got some tracks, you know, that maybe don't garner as much national attention, like Desert Willow in Palm Springs or Mossy Oak in Mississippi. And then there's my home course here in Central California, the beautiful Ridge Creek, which is just a very cool heathland golf course that I think nobody knows about, but a lot of people should.
Well, and you and I know this, and a whole lot of other people know it too, but when it comes to golf course management, I think we definitely feel that Kemper Sports is leading the way. We can always expect really great service, high quality, the facility's fantastic, great conditioning whenever we're at a Kemper Sports property. And if you want to get some more information and really get a hit on the work and the courses and the destinations that Kemper Sports is involved with, go to kempersports.com. today. All right, let's get to Bandon. As I said, I don't know that there's many other places that the three of us that are going to be talking about it on this particular episode would rather talk about. And Ryan Hyman is with us, and this is going to be a great conversation because Ryan brings so many different things to this particular Bandon table. As Darren said, iGolf Reviews, you can find it on iGolfReviews.com or on Twitter and Instagram at iGolf Reviews. And Ryan, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Talking Golf Getaways. Darren and I have known you for a while. We know you're a passionate guy, and the work that you do on the review site, we'll start off with that, because before we get to Bandon, the whole story of how you got to iGolf Reviews to both of us is pretty interesting. You're a pastor by trade, but tell us how you got into testing golf equipment, reviewing courses, destinations, and basically all things golf.
Yeah, thanks guys for having me on your show. iGolf Reviews started actually back in the fall of 2008. I was kind of just one of those really passionate golfers, really into learning about clubs and everything like that. So I got online and got on like some of the forums, all the different ones that are out there where you can just banter with people about golf, and decided that I really had a passion for tinkering and learning more about clubs themselves. So kind of started just doing some writing, getting into it, and then met a fellow golfer up in Minnesota actually at the time, and he was kind of doing some reviews, things like that. And so kind of worked together for a while, doing some different reviews, and then realized that the forum part was was nice, but everyone else kind of owned your content. Everyone else kind of had control of things. So decided to jump into iGolf Reviews in 2010 and have been going strong since.
And you do a little bit of everything. I mean, you're doing clubs, you know, a lot of heavy-duty club reviews, but you're also traveling quite a few places. And I noticed on your website, whatever that picture is that you shot with the drone of some kind of beach golf course was just – it blew my mind when I saw it last night.
Yeah, that's actually at Kivera down in Cabo San Lucas there. So that was on one of the trips I was on there and had a drone. And yeah, have been able to really broaden the horizon of things that, you know, I've been able to review and test in the golf industry. I mean, even drones as far as photography for golf courses, and then clubs and clothes and all those things that are golf related. You know, I'm working, you know, doing a lot of the work myself, but now I've added a couple other guys, some friends that golfers from Minnesota, that they're doing some things to for the website as well. So really expanding kind of, again, all things golf that we do, and travel and all that.
Perfect. Now, it sounds like your son wants to get in on the conversation there in the background.
Yeah, I've got a couple boys. They're kind of tinkering with some golf stuff. The youngest one especially loves to grab the putter and smack balls around the living room, things like that.
Ryan, when I was reading about kind of how you got involved, I just wanted to throw this in. I found it interesting that one of the key things as far as iGolf Reviews, and one of the things that drove you when you started it, was the ability to really be impartial about what you're doing, and to really be, the way you describe yourself, you just say, I'm a regular golfer. And you're not really a regular golfer, you know, when it comes to handicap. And being able to play, many people are not that great. But I like the idea that you started with an old set when you were younger of, I think you said, Wilson Blades and Persimmon clubs. And you've been kind of at it along the way, and that path of really being into the club area and working on your own clubs and learning how to build clubs and all that kind of stuff. So you bring a really fresh and, as I said, impartial review to the stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, I've been able to play a lot of stuff, play a lot of places. And, you know, when I started, it was more, you know, I got to figure out what works for me. And I just started trying stuff. And then realized, like, well, I could kind of share what I've been trying and what I've been finding. And then as I was able to kind of grow the website, basically working with every company out there. So I don't really have a brand favorite. I just, you know, play everything, try to play everything and test it, and then see what works for me. And my bag is a mixture of all different things still. And so that allows me to then have an unbiased kind of opinion of everything, working with everyone. It's been really a great journey so far.
And Mitch, Ryan is a fellow Hickory player as well. He has taken the plunge and has a set. And one of our rounds at on Old MacDonald at Bandon Dunes, we played the Hickories as well. So let's talk about the Bandon trip, Ryan. You know, obviously we had a blast. There were four of us. It was me and you, your friend Tyler, who works with you there at iGolf Reviews, and our good friend Tim Hallberg from Sacramento. It had been a while since you had been to the resort, and you were really blown away, I think, by how much they have added to the Bandon experience over the years to get it to where it is now. You know, just talk about some of the things that were new to you on this trip and how you felt about them.
Yeah, it was really impressive. When I went there the first time, Old MacDonald was just in its infant stages. They had like a six-hole preview play. And since then, obviously, that's been filled in, the addition of the preserve, the punch bowl, and just all the amenities that have just kind of been cranked up over the few years between visits really has made the experience just, you know, top-notch and even better than before.
Yeah, definitely. And we took Tyler along. It was his first time there. You know, talk a little bit about just the ramp up to the trip with somebody who's never been before, and that excitement that your buddies get when you're taking them to Bandon for the first time.
Yeah, when you start talking about Bandon, they already get this little twinkle in their eye, like they're really excited. And then as the conversations go on, then they're like, okay, what do I bring? What do I take? And they start reading, they start investigating, and you're trying to like explain to them, like, okay, it's really great. It's still golf, so bring your normal stuff, play your normal things, and then when they get there, it, you know, their eyes even get huge as they're just so excited to see everything.
You know, it's go ahead there.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you.
One of the great things about Bandon is that first timers who've heard about it so much are giddy. And then there's people like us. And Darren and I are going, you know, early March. And I've been there before and I'm giddy now just talking about it, knowing that I have not experienced the Punch Bowl yet or the Preserve. So I'm going to get to do that for the first time. And this is what I think Bandon brings to people, is this level of, I cannot wait to get there. That's literally how I feel.
And one thing I was going to say too, Mitch, is, you know, I've had that experience taking other people. In this case, Ryan and Tyler flew in because they were coming from Minnesota. I've had friends drive up from California and meet me there. And there's something about that kind of 2-hour out mark in a little town called Winston, Oregon, if you're coming up the I-5, that people, that's where it gets real, you know, for people who are coming up. And they just begin to get giddy. And I was already in Bandon when my buddies came up and they were just texting me nonstop that final 2-hour drive. And they're just like so excited about, oh, I can't wait to get there. Even though it was raining, it was, the weather wasn't all that good that day. They just can't wait to get there. And it's that anticipation, I think, for all of us, but especially for first timers, that really just is part of the mystique of Bandon. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I would agree. It's about getting there, and then once you're there and you leave, you want to just go back again. So I think that's just that same thing. It's anticipation, and now I'm just looking for, okay, when's the next time I can get back? Is all part of the, it seems to be part of the experience. It's great.
Darren, I seem to remember that my first trip was about a 9-hour drive from Reno.
That's right.
Up to Bath. So we had to get to the 2-hour mark. We had already spent almost half a day in the car. So it was, we had plenty of time to build up the expectation and the excitement. Ryan, let's talk about the courses and each one a little bit. How do you rank them? I know I read a really great piece that you wrote in April of 2016 on Bandon, and you had the 9 reasons why it's the best golf resort in America. And I loved reading it because you went into each of these reasons. So I have an idea of how you kind of rank the courses based on the order of the way you listed them in that. But just share with our listeners how you stack up the courses.
Old Mac is my favorite. I love the ability to be creative, the big vistas. Everything's just huge at Old Mac, and that's by far my favorite. As you work your way down into the other courses, it's hard to where – I don't know where to put the Preserve. Because there's a part of me that almost wants to put the Preserve as number one. It's that much fun, and it's only 13 holes, and they're all par threes. But that is just that whole 13-hole experience just sticks with me as so great. So I kind of, you know, struggle exactly where to put that one. But then for, like, the full courses, Pacific Dunes would be my second. And then I like the original Bandon Dunes, the first one that was there. And then I put Trails kind of at the tail end of my list, and that's not really fair, but you got to rank them somehow, because Trails is still an awesome course. It doesn't have the ocean views. It's just a different feel.
It's funny, we find other people who do that, especially people from, and I mean, we should mention that you live in Arizona now, but you've lived for quite a while in Minnesota before that, and we have other people like our guy Eric Hart here from Golf Getaways. He's the same way about Bandon Trails, because he feels like that's the kind of golf he gets elsewhere, whereas Pacific and Bandon and Old Mac being right on the water and being so much more links-like is something completely kind of new and fresh and foreign to him. So, it's interesting based on where you come from. You know, for years before Old Mac was built, Trails was my favorite because I just like the shots. I like the way Cor Crenshaw put together the risk rewards in it. So it's very interesting to see how people put their own personal list together. Tell me about some of the, and obviously I have some of these memories as well, but tell me about the exceptional memories. You know, what are some of the things you suggest everyone do while they're there?
You have to play the Preserve. I mean, there's just, that has to be like high in your list, whether it's before your round. So if you get in, you know, if it's like your travel day, if you get in and don't have time for full 18, go out and play the preserve. If it's later in the afternoon, which that's when we took it in, that's the time too. That's really great after you've played a bunch, you know, get a drink, take a couple clubs and go out and just, you know, hit some shots there. I think that's a key thing to do. Don't pass on the punch bowl either. You know, some people say, oh, it's just a big putting green, but it's way cooler than any putting green you'll ever be on. And again, same thing, grab a drink from the clubhouse, grab your putter, grab a buddy and you know, basically you can play like a game of horse or a putting competition or whatever you want to do, but it's phenomenal. Those are, I think, two things that I wonder, again, I don't know, I'm not there all the time, but I wonder how many people pass that up looking for, you know, want to play the big courses, want to play those names already.
Well, Mitch, I think you should know too that Ryan and our friend Tim, of all the trips I've taken, they are probably the craziest grinders of anyone I've ever traveled with to Bandon Dunes. You know, obviously we've talked many times on the show about playing 50 holes in one day. The idea that you play 36 and then you go play the preserve and you hit two balls off the final tee, you hit one with the putter, hit one with the wedge to make 50 holes in a day. So that was the first time I'd ever done that was with Ryan. And then after that, I went back to my room and he and Tim went to the punch bowl and putted 36 or 54 or some crazy number of holes while they drank until we went to dinner. So he is one of the crazy ones when it comes
to that. Well, we have something to aspire to now, I think. Right. You've set a standard, Ryan, basically, that may be tough to match, but I think Darren and I are up for it.
Well, it's not too much tax on your body to go to the punch bowl. So it can be just really relaxing to be there with a putter and a drink. So it's not like you're, you know, hurting your back or anything like that by swinging the club a whole lot.
I want to talk, before we let this topic go of what everybody should do, I loved in your list of 9 reasons why it's the best golf resort in America, the last thing you had on there, and it just put a smile on my face, it's called The Secret Things. Now, you did include the punch bowl and you did include the preserve, but there are a couple of other secret things that you talked about that I can't wait to go back and try to kind of accomplish. Just share those secret things with us. And they won't, they're really not that secret. You put them up on your website, but.
Yeah, I put them up and they're there. You ask around, everyone knows about all the things that are there, but there's just some cool things that they just put in the resort that just make it, again, a little bit over the top. You know, you got the labyrinth and it's just kind of this like peaceful setting out in the woods. It's kind of cool to see. There's things around their driving range. They've got the shorties course there. And then the secret tees are one that if you have caddies, again, just ask them about them. Most of them are on Bandon Dunes, but they have just little tiny tee boxes set off in corners further back. Just give some of the holes just totally different angles, different things. And then there's a secret gift box that you can find on Bandon Dunes as well. And people give and take things there as mementos of their visit to Bandon Dunes.
I think that is such a great idea. That's on the 10th tee at Bandon Dunes. And Darren, I'm going to leave something for you there when we're there. I'm not going to tell you, but it's definitely going to be a secret gift. That's for sure.
That box on number 10 is a blast, and I don't think enough people know about it. I've been to other places that do something similar. I was at Kingsley Club last year, and when we got to the 18th, the guy we were playing with pulled a bottle of whiskey out of a rock that was basically a little rock wall that ran along the thing. But that one at number 10, we heard about it from some friends, and I had seen it referenced a lot on Twitter over the years, but I never knew exactly what it was. And a friend of ours, Daniel Miles, who's going to be on an episode of Talking Golf Getaways, actually explained to me where it was. And now every time we're there, we leave something, whether we leave a little nip for somebody in there, we leave some golf balls. We usually write a little note and, you know, tell people to look us up on Twitter if they happen to be the recipient. And it's a fun little thing. And I think it's completely unofficial. I don't think the resort necessarily promotes it in any way, shape, or form, but it's a cool thing. And I think Ryan put a tie in there last time from his Vesti Ascende company.
Yeah, that's true. I left a little bit there for someone if they needed to dress up to go to dinner that night, that they could grab that on the 10th hole there and use it that night.
Yeah, I wish you had left two. That way I wouldn't have to bring one when I go to Bandon. I could have saved some packing space. All right. Well, this has been great. We could obviously go on for a long time. All of us are fans of Bandon, and hopefully we'll get a chance to actually be there with you at some point. Ryan, thanks for being with us on Talking Golf Getaways, and we'll look forward to having you again in the coming months. You're going to be exploring new courses, destinations, hitting some new clubs. I want to get the review from your 15-month-old, because that's really who I'm concerned about.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right. You can find Ryan again at iGolfReviews.com and at iGolfReviews on Twitter and Instagram. He's also going to be giving us his Emergency 9 in a future episode, so you want to be on the lookout for that.
And as always, we want to thank the listeners. We couldn't do it without you, so hit us up on the Twitters. I'm at GetawaysGolf. Mitch is at Mitch Lawrence, LauranceE. Or you can use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, or hashtag 2HaggisBags to get our attention.
It makes me laugh every time. Being one of the Haggis Bags, it's a title I'm very comfortable with somehow. All right. And if you, obviously, if you enjoy Talking Golf Getaways, don't hesitate to share us on your social media. You can also rate us on iTunes and help us spread the word about the best in golf travel. It's been a blast. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Ryan. I'm Mitch. Until next time, Tom Petty says it best. Keep running down the dream. So long.